Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a first-round pick. He was selected by the Kansas City Chiefs. First-round pick Joshua Simmons joins us on the show today. Josh, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing fantastic, man. We have a rule that we don't ask athletes any sports questions. I only have one sports question to ask you, and then we'll learn more about you. Where are you at physically? How is your knee?
It's coming along. I mean, we're on the right path to be where we're supposed to be. So I'm just hitting hard like I am, and then what will happen will happen. So
I don't know if this counts as a footballer question or not, but you guys won the national championship this past year at Ohio State. Do you know when you guys get your championship ring?
We already got them. It's at my hotel right now.
I haven't even seen this. I'm imagining it's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
Did you guys like have some big ceremony or something for you to get this? Like how exactly did you receive the ring?
Yeah, so there was this, it was at the spring showcase. Everybody who was on the team, whether some of them were obviously on the field, but I couldn't make it because like there was a lot of people like me and I think Mech were kind of on visits. But after the spring showcase, it was a packed house in the shoe, and then they kind of presented it to us, which was super cool.
When you decided to transfer, and I imagine, you're a very talented offensive lineman. I imagine you're getting pulled in so many different directions and people want you to go there. What is it that made you commit to Ohio State?
It was like listening to Coach Day and then Coach Fry, my O-line coach and the head coach was just that they weren't just throwing dollars at me. They were kind of, they had a whole game plan of what they were going to do with my talent and my skill set. And obviously, I could have got a better check somewhere else, but I knew that like their plan really helped me be called on the first night, and all I had to do was kind of just apply myself. So that was definitely the biggest thing that made me want to go to Ohio State.
Josh, I cheer for Missouri, so please don't tell anybody this, but I certainly understand. Like, I get it if you go to a KU game and you're like, man, you know what? This place is pretty cool. I want to play college basketball here. Like, that makes sense to me. I imagine when you, like, go on a visit and all of these schools are offering you all of this stuff, like, just going to the Horseshoe, seeing their culture, seeing everything that they have, I just don't know how you say no to that program.
It's extremely hard, especially when you have, like, I was, lucky and blessed enough to have, like, Oklahoma's and other schools of that nature kind of pulling on me. But, it is insane. Like, even at a spring game, it'll be a packed house, and it'll be more of an audience than you'd ever imagine. So it was definitely a crazy experience.
Josh, tell us one Ohio State tradition. Like, what is something that you guys do at football games?
At football games, I want a lot of discretion at Ohio State. I don't want to kind of do too much, but we do have a very, very sacred like pre-game ceremony where we kind of have to wake up early and do our Ohio State Buckeye ritual for a game, which is super, super like exciting. It fires everybody up.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Simmons, first-round draft pick. He went to Ohio State. Coming on to just learn a little bit more about him. I want to learn a little bit more about you, but I'm going to ask you to tell us one story about somebody else. We love Will Howard on this show. We have a rule that whenever one of the local schools win, we have a player on for their team. So we probably had Will Howard on the show like 15 times when he was at K-State. We love Will on this show. What was your relationship like with him? What was it like to see him join Ohio State and see him win a championship this year?
It was amazing. I mean, he stepped right – as soon as he stepped foot in the locker room, he was an immediate culture dude. Worked his tail off. To say he worked his tail off was an understatement. It was a great locker room dude. Always, you know, let's say you had a bad rap or a bad practice, he was that guy, the first guy to kind of run over and pick your head up, stuff like that. So, you know, Pittsburgh's getting the steal for sure. But, yeah, I mean, the relationship was just – he fit right in at Ohio State and the culture that we had there.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Simmons here for a few more minutes. I am on your bio on the Ohio State website, and it said you majored in human development and family services. Explain your major a little bit more. What is it that you would like to do with your major?
So I'm going to be very blunt and honest with you. I just wanted to play football. Football was like every and any, like, obviously, I'll kind of go back to school maybe, you know, after football. But football was really all I wanted to do and all I really thought about. So kind of like having like a – I remember I was a – I think it was a business major, business or finance. But all I know is like during camp, trying to keep up with that workload during camp and plays and, you know, lists and stuff like that, it was almost impossible. So I definitely had to kind of bump down in the difficulty of majors for a little bit.
What is the hardest part about maintaining your schedule? Because obviously, like, you're a 20-something. You want to have a social life. You want to hang out with your teammates. You want to hang out with your friends. You obviously want to try to get to the NFL. What's the hardest part about balancing all of the responsibilities of being a high-level D1 athlete?
Exactly that. It's just kind of finding that, like, it's a small window, but you got to find that window where you can recover and have your own downtime, whether it's playing a game or going out with your boys or something like that. But you got to find like that window where it fits, because it's mandatory that you study the playbook, it's mandatory that you watch film, mandatory that you get treatment in the training room, mandatory that you put in extra at Ohio State. We playing big games, so you got to be very, very prepared. So definitely finding that like you time, even though it's a small, you know, piece of time throughout the day.
You are one of the few college athletes that we get an opportunity to ask this to. What was it like to be in a video game last year?
It was great. I mean, especially one that was so, like, sought after. I mean, NCAA football hasn't released, I think, 11 years prior. So everybody, like me, like even people that I know who didn't even own a console were talking about the game and getting it. So to know that we were in that and, you know, it being the year we win the national championship at that was, like, super crazy. It was it's an amazing game. I mean, I play it, you know, almost every day if I can, but it's amazing.
All right, that's interesting, because just being in the game, are you always picking Ohio State or are you trying some other schools out?
So when I play my friends, they start crying and whining, oh, pick another team. But, like, there's other teams out there. So, I'll probably pick, like, maybe – you know, so a team with a good quarterback, probably like Cam Ward or something like the Miami Hurricanes or something like that. Just so I can throw really tight like passes and stuff like that. But that's it, though. I'm usually always picking Ohio State, though.
No, that makes sense. So my producer and I, who you talked to on the phone before you started talking to me, we actually have a rule whenever we play. You can't play with a team that's over 85 overall. So it just opens up a lot of different teams, a lot of different scenarios. That's the rule that we play with.
Yeah, I like that. It does make it more competitive, because then, like, you know, obviously you're not gonna have a quarterback that's gonna zip it down like the middle of the defense, or Jeremiah Smith just completely like annihilating a corner. Like, you're not gonna have that. So it's gonna be like more like who really is the best like play caller all around. So yeah, that actually kind of is interesting.
If you had to offer up a suggestion for who should be on the cover next year, who would you pick? Because, I mean, Jeremiah, if they decided to put him on the cover, I certainly wouldn't be mad at it.
It's no question. I mean, like, I felt like he could have, if he really wanted to, kind of be you know, up there at the finalists last year. So I definitely feel like he should be the cover.
I'm a little bit older than you, but I remember watching Adrian Peterson in college, and it was just very obvious. Like, yeah, this guy's an NFL player already. Like, why do we need to go through these next 2 years? Like, he should be eligible for this year's NFL draft. I feel the exact same way about Jeremiah Smith from what we saw last year. Like, that guy doesn't need two more years of college football. That guy is an NFL player right now.
And I don't want to put the pressure on it, but, I mean, he's every time he's had pressure on him, he's just showed out. But I definitely feel like I see it the same way. He's just a man amongst boys. The dude is, like, as tall, if not taller than me. He's just completely, like, lean, like, probably, like, 11, 12, 13%. But, like, he is actually, like, insane. So, obviously, the Chiefs won't ever be able to be picking high enough to grab him, but it'd be great to play with him again for sure.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Simmons here for a couple more minutes. Let me ask you this. Are you a window seat or an aisle seat person?
So window seat, it gets kind of claustrophobic, and obviously you can't lift the window up without, like, dying. So, like, I like the aisle seat because I just have more breathing air, I feel like, because I'm a big dude and, like, just being trapped, and if I have to use a bathroom, I got to, like, make two other people get up. So I'm definitely an aisle seat guy.
What are you doing to kind of keep yourself entertained on the plane? Like, I just have a certain album that I listen to when I'm on the plane. I'm usually either reading something or I'm playing, you know, Nintendo Switch while I'm on the plane. What is your on the plane ritual?
My on the plane ritual, I have a series that I strictly save for planes. It's called Black Mirror. Super interesting, like, show series. But I have to watch that. It keeps me, like, into something, so I'm not thinking about, like, me being in, like, a small tube in, like, thousands of feet in the air for, like, consecutive hours. So definitely that. I definitely watch, like, Netflix.
All right, so you sound like a TV person. Do you have any TV suggestions? I'm actually rewatching House of Cards right now on Netflix. I'm basically watching the NBA playoffs or House of Cards. It's all I'm doing in my free time.
Yeah.
What shows are you watching right now?
Shows I'm watching right now? That's a good one. I would probably say, obviously, I think it's a Netflix series. It's called Lock and Key. Lock and Key is pretty cool. I like Lock and Key. My girlfriend kind of helped me with this, but it's called You on Netflix. It can get kind of creepy, but it's immersive, so definitely probably You. And then obviously I think everybody knows Breaking Bad. I could watch that, like, over and over for the rest of my life without getting bored.
Let's assume that you are having a bad day and you want a show to kind of put you in a good mood. What's that show that puts you in a good mood?
Impractical Jokers, for sure. Every time.
That's a good one. Like, I'm a believer that everybody kind of has one of those favorite shows that just, like, automatically like lifts you up. That's a really good one.
Yeah, just four dudes from high school just like playing around. It's just hilarious. I don't know. It gets me all the time.
All right, tomorrow, if there was a karaoke competition on the team and, you know, everybody put up money and the pot got to $1 million and you guys are going to do karaoke to determine who's the best singer, what song are you singing for the competition to try to win the $1 million pot?
And this is, like, to who sounds the best, like, who doesn't sound the worst?
Yeah, just like, you know, you guys, so everybody puts in a little bit of money, you go up there, and then at the end, everybody votes on who had the best performance. What song are you singing that, you know, I can go up here and I can knock this song out of the park and I'm winning $1 million today?
I mean, I'm thinking outside the box here, but it's hard to mess up Old MacDonald, so I'm probably going to sing Old MacDonald because it's just, you can't sound bad singing that, so I'm going to just do that. I can't sing no Whitney Houston or Chris Brown type of, like, notes. So I think I could, like, for sure, American Idol, Old MacDonald.
Josh,
sure.
You don't have any interest in winning if you want to send Old MacDonald. You think Old MacDonald is not winning this competition.
I don't want to sound bad. Like, I don't want to try to sing, like, a jock, like a, I don't know, like a Luther Vandross song and then it just cracking. Like, I feel like it's just a safe, like, okay, you say, oh, McDonald, you didn't sound bad, but it was, I feel like somebody's going to bite off more than they can chew, and they're going to sound horrible, and me singing, oh, McDonald, is going to be the safest because I didn't make like a glass crack or something like that, if that makes sense.
All right, I've got a couple more questions and I'll get you out of here. First question is, let's say you were going to the best version of this kind of restaurant. So like the best steakhouse, the best Italian, the best sushi restaurant. Which one would you pick? Tomorrow your girlfriend says, hey, babe, I'm going to take you wherever you want to go eat. What kind of food are you picking?
It really grew on me down in Columbus, but it's called Jeff Ruby Steakhouse. It's I think it's the best steakhouse for sure in the Midwest. I mean, I may get, you know, taught wrong, but so far it has the best steak I've ever had in my life in Columbus, Ohio.
All right. How are you ordering your steak when you order one?
I like the Japanese A5 Wagyu. I like it medium plus, a medium well plus with extra sear on it.
Hey, I got to get off the phone, Josh. You got way too much. Like, what you just threw out there right now, you kind of perplex me a little bit. The A5 Wagyu medium sear. I got to get off the phone, man. That money talk is way beyond me. That is Joshua Simmons joining us on the show today. He plays offensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was their first-round draft pick. Josh, great stuff, man. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate you. You have a good one.
Absolutely. That is Josh Simmons joining us on the show today. Hey, man, your money a little different when you start talking about steak like that. The Japanese, like, he didn't even hesitate what he was talking about. Didn't hesitate. Hey, bro, that's, I don't know what they got going on at Ohio State, but I don't want no parts of it. Rob, have you had that before?
I do this for a living. I've never had A5 Japanese Wagyu.
What was that place he said? Jeff Ruby?
Jeff Ruby.
Yeah, we gotta look to see how much that was. That was nuts what he just said. He threw too many big words at me. I didn't know what they meant.
I mean, we've interviewed some guys during the NIL era. We usually ask them, hey, what's your favorite place to eat? And they're like, you know, if they're in Lawrence, they're like, man, I love Pizza Shuttle. In Columbia, like, man, I love Booch's. I've never heard anyone be like, Japanese A5 Wagyu, that's for me.
Oh, that's,
goodness gracious.
I don't know. I should have asked him what he's drinking with. That man would have named some wine we never heard of before. Hey, man, what's going on over there? We used to talk about $100 handshakes now in college. Now they're talking about A1, A5 Wagyu steaks.
He also, earlier in the interview, said Ohio State wasn't the biggest check he got offered. What check did he get offered to go to Oklahoma, for example, if he said no but can still afford A5 Japanese Wagyu like it's nothing?
I'm assuming that bag for him. I mean, you already know. There's some things that in the portal they are always going to pay for. In basketball, if you 7 feet, oh, trust me, you're about to get paid. God didn't make a lot of really talented, really athletic 7-foot human beings that play basketball. Didn't make a whole lot of them. You're a 6'5", 300-pound, very talented left tackle. Oh, you're getting paid in the transfer portal. I don't want to know the kind of bag some of those teams were throwing out there for him.
The fact that Ohio State was not top of the list when Ohio State basically they basically print their own money is just wow.
You want me to tell you how much that steak was? You just threw out, I found the menu.
You're about to tell people what my salary is, but go ahead.
It's $168.
Come with sides or... Nope.
You think this is Outback? What you think they're doing at Jeff Ruby Steakhouse?
Do you get a potato and a salad and a skillet cookie or anything like that?
I'm sitting here looking at it right now. This steak, what he just said, I looked it up. The Japanese A5 filet, it's $168 for 6 ounces. No, you don't get sides with that. It ain't coming with the mac and cheese. You can get that extra. I mean, they got the sides there, but no, it ain't coming with the sides here. This is not the Bloomin' Onion. It ain't coming with that.
I do think Texas makes a good point. He might be ordering the most expensive cut of meat I've ever heard. But him ordering it medium well plus, that's fringing on well done. He didn't want to say well done, but medium well plus. What do you think is plus?
I ain't judging that man.
You're telling me he goes to the steakhouse, orders a $200 steak, and says, I want it as close to well done as you want? I imagine whoever runs the restaurant, Jeff Ruby, Mr. Ruby, be like, Josh, we got to do better.
That man was throwing way too many big words at me. I had to let him go, man. Hey, man, have a good rest of your day, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Just have a phenomenal rest of your life. Hopefully we have you on again so we can talk about these $168 steaks that you just love to enjoy in your free time. Best steak. He said the best steakhouse in the Midwest is what he told us. Mate, I'm going to leave you alone, man. I'm going to let you have that. I don't know anything about that.
The only other person we've had on this show that can afford that is Patrick Mahomes. End of list.
No, that's You know what, though? He probably ain't lying. I'm guessing that steak is amazing. That's what I'm just going to guess. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to guess that that steak is amazing. All right, let's talk about the Chiefs in a very, very serious way. There was a clear message that has been sent by the National Football League for the last, I don't know, probably about 5 years. The NFL, I think, number one is in the television business. Yes, they want you to buy tickets and pay for parking and beer, but that is not where a majority of their money comes from. A majority of their money and revenue is based in the live television rights that they get from CBS, that they get from Fox, that they get from Disney. And when you add all that up, let me tell you, the bag is heavy. Anytime they have had a new television idea in the last 5 years, it has included Kansas City. When they sold Thursday Night Football to streaming, remember, it used to be an NFL Network property. Then it was on Fox. Well, they were looking for a new home. Fox didn't want to pay all that money anymore for Thursday Night Football. They were happy with their own package and their own television shows on Thursday night. The NFL wanted it to be a streaming product. You know, Amazon, they got all the money. They can afford all the Japanese A5 Wagyu steaks. They came in and said, we'd love to have Thursday Night Football. Well, what game do you want first? We want Thursday Night Football, and we want the Chiefs. And they got the Chiefs. When Amazon pitched the idea of a Black Friday game, at first, they wanted to deviate from the plan. Even though they had Kansas City the first time and it worked out for them, they wanted to do something a little bit different. All right, well, hey, who else is hot? Aaron Rodgers. He's on the Jets now. Let's go get him. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Remember, Amazon was unhappy with their television package the first year of Thursday Night Football, and they went back to the NFL and said, we got to do something different. We're paying you way too much money for 17 games for us to be unhappy with our television deal. The NFL said, okay, what do you need? We want Kansas City to now do the Black Friday game. We don't want Aaron Rodgers anymore. So Thursday, the first ever Thursday Night Football game, Kansas City, when they messed up on Black Friday the first time, who came to fix Black Friday? It was the Chiefs and Raiders last year. The NFL just 2 years ago said they would not do a Christmas Day television deal. Netflix comes in with a big, heavy bag. All right, well, what teams do you want? We want Kansas City. We want Kansas City as a part of our television deal. They have a Christmas deal now with Amazon. They have one Thursday Night Football game this year, the Chiefs do. It's on Amazon on Christmas. We want to do a massive number. Who do we think is going to get us the biggest number? We think it's the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it has been pretty clear over the last 5 to 6 years. I still believe the Cowboys are the most popular team. I still think they are, quote, America's team in this context. I think the NFL is telling you in a lot of ways that in terms of interest, in terms of what drives ratings, in terms of what people care about, in terms of being polarizing, and people love Kansas City and people hate Kansas City. They want to see Taylor Swift. They're tired of seeing Taylor Swift. They love Patrick Mahomes, or they hate his voice, or they love Kelsey, or hate whatever it is. I think the NFL is clearly telling you that we think the Chiefs and their interests rivals the Dallas Cowboys. I think that's what they're telling you. It was always when in doubt, put the Cowboys on. America watches the Cowboys. They've been watching the Cowboys now for 100 years. They've been watching the Cowboys. I think the NFL is going for the most watched regular season game of all time. The record right now is 42.1. It's a Cowboys game. It's a Cowboys Thanksgiving game. I think they're going for 50 million people to watch a regular season game. They put Chiefs and Cowboys on Thanksgiving. That was going to be a win whenever they decided to do it. You were always going to be able to pull out 25 million people whenever you decided to have that game. You could have done that week 2, week 7, whenever you wanted to do the 325 Patrick Mahomes goes to Dallas for the first time game. You were always going to pull out a big number. They're not interested in just a big number. They want the biggest number we have ever seen. Right now, the most people to watch an NFL regular season game is 42.1 million. I think they're going for 50 with the Chiefs. I think they're going for 50. You get the biggest brand in the NFL and the Cowboys and the biggest player and the biggest pop star in the world all in one pot. I think they're going for 50 million people and maybe more that will watch it. I think it will blow the current number out of the water, especially if the Cowboys are good and especially if the Cowboys are healthy. I think the NFL is sending you a clear message. We are heavily invested in the Chiefs being good. People watch the Chiefs. People love either cheering for the Chiefs or people love hoping that the good guy loses. They want to see the Chiefs lose. They want to see their downfall. They want to root against them. They want to argue that the games are rigged or that the officials. That's the kind of interest that the Chiefs have been able to generate over the last 5 to 6 years or so. And you can usually tell this by the way they build the NFL schedule. I always say in college, you can tell how people feel about your job when it's available. When you got a head coaching search, well, who did you go get? Where were they? When LSU had a head coaching vacancy, they took Notre Dame's head coach. When Missouri had a vacancy, they hired Appalachian State's coach. It's different. When they are building the schedule, the NFL tells you what they think is going to happen for the upcoming season. Now, sure, they can flex, but they're not flexing games all the time in the NFL. No, they are speculating. They are investing in certain stocks. They think the Bears are going to be very good this year. They also think that the Chiefs are the surest thing in the National Football League. They put them on Thanksgiving. They've put them on Christmas. They put them on their first international game of the year. They've put them on Black Friday. They put them on their first ever streaming-only playoff game a couple of years ago when they put them on Peacock. They look at the Chiefs as a sure thing every time we're going to bet on them. I think that's what the schedule says. Earlier today, we had the mayor of Kansas City on the show to talk about the Senate vote right now. That is the Missouri equivalent of the Star Bonds. We'll play the best of that for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike Scott.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This.
All right, welcome back into the show. We had the mayor of Kansas City on the show earlier today, and I want to play some of it for you now. I want to tell you that this is not all of it. If you want to hear all of it, be sure to check out the podcast page, Odyssey's website, the app, all of those things. The mayor of Kansas City, this is where we're going to start our conversation. I asked him, it feels like Kansas has a singular voice. It doesn't feel like Missouri does.
You know, I think, yeah, there is some level of disappointment for us, which is that, you know, after the votes, I thought it was important for everybody to actually make some sort of real declaration, one, that we want to keep the teams, and to come up with a path for it. And I appreciate Governor Kehoe coming with this bill in recent days. I will never understand quite why things work in Jefferson City the way they do, because this could have been, you know, we could have done this a while back. But look, I respect where it is now. I know right now the people in the state senate are having a big battle. And what I would say to my friends in St. Louis are a few different things. And I'll note that I went to college in St. Louis, so it's not like it's unknown to me. But I think on the first point, it is, look, we actually helped invest in and fund the new St. Louis Cardinals. Now it's 15 years old, but Busch Stadium 2.0 had support from Missouri state taxpayers. I've been a Missouri state taxpayer for a whole long time. I didn't complain about it. We were glad to be a part of it. Same thing with the Edward Jones Dome previously. There are state tax breaks in that. There's state money. So I don't know why they're holding us to a different standard at this point from the way it's been done in St. Louis and throughout Missouri for some time. The second point is, look, they're a city that has its different challenges too. And the reality of it all is that it is important for people to make sure that, like, you have a reason to go downtown. For me, this is kind of not just an important issue, it's an existential one that says, is there some sort of way that we can actually make sure that people are still investing in cities, in urban centers? This will be good for St. Louis long term. It helps the Cardinals get money to improve their own stadium, probably helps the Blues as well. And I don't know why they're deciding to pick this fight with Kansas City right now. I've heard different rumors about does it relate to the Rams leaving and how Clark Hunt voted, all these other things. I don't really care, because for me it is, do we want Missouri to succeed? Do we want these cities to be things we're proud of? Or do we want to just talk about crime and the cities and all the other challenges that we have today and we're likely to have into the future?
Right now we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Are you guys still actively having conversations with the Royals and the Chiefs about where the stadium will be?
I had a conversation with the Royals on Monday evening. It was actually kind of interesting because every now and then you get a media interview question and I'm kind of like, huh? And they were like, yeah, somebody told us it's, you know, dead set on Clay County. And this is the same way that people have said before, reporting here and elsewhere, that, yeah, they're guaranteed to Johnson County. What I can say, and I don't divulge full details of private conversations, we had a long conversation about downtown, about Washington Square Park, about how we get that deal done, how this state money is an important part of it, but basically how we can be done with this in days or weeks rather than talking about this for months and years into the future.
Every time you and I talk about this, it is always noticeable to me that the conversation with the Royals sound to be far more confident, and it sounds to be a lot more, I don't know, it sounds to be a lot more productive, in my opinion, than it appears to be with the Chiefs. Are you getting the sense that the Chiefs maybe want the same things that you want? Are the Chiefs receptive to what you want?
You know, I think the reality is this, and I'll be straight up with you and everybody listening, right? I get a chance to talk to the Royals a lot because I think the Royals are looking to make a very, very large and new investment in a different spot in Kansas City. And what has kind of happened since the vote is the city of Kansas City has handled a lot of the negotiations with the Royals. We've worked closely with them. We're proud to work with them. I want the Royals here. I think it's an important municipal investment. I think it's the sort of thing that we all need to actually care about and invest in. And I think as it goes for the Chiefs, that's something that is more of a Jackson County discussion. They're currently a tenant of the county. There are a lot of steps in connection with what they're looking to do. Hey, look, if I can solve both of them, I would in a second, but there's only so much money that we will have at the city level too. And so, you know, we're looking forward to having a way to try to get both of them done. But this bill in Missouri is a way that you get good investment with both without actually breaking the bank.
Mayor Q, what happens if this vote fails? Like, right now, they are working on this, but it doesn't sound very positive, at least if you're listening to the media reports. What happens if this fails?
You know, if this fails, I think the issue is that the governor has already indicated that he would call a special session of the Missouri legislature in the next few weeks. They do it all again. They try to figure out ways to, you know, kind of resolve some of the issues. But, you know, what I think about and what I would encourage to my friends in the Missouri legislature is this, right? It was a United States senator from Missouri, actually. I believe it was Stuart Symington, who in the late 1960s, when the Kansas City Athletics lost, used his leverage in the United States Congress to tell Major League Baseball, oh, you will have a team in Kansas City. What I would encourage folks to do, and they're sitting in the Missouri legislature right now, and they have a brilliant opportunity, is to get it done today. Because, yes, we can come back for a special session in 2 weeks. Everybody can lobby it. Everybody can have debates about it. We can have all the TV cameras set up. Or we can actually do what I think is the right thing, get it done now, go back to further conversation, and you absolutely get to talk about how is this a good value, how does it all work. That negotiation does not end. In fact, I think it accelerates once we get past this moment. Right now, I think the challenge for a lot of people, I may be like this, I know a bunch of y'all are like this too, which is, yo, can we just figure this out? We've been talking about this, I kid you not, for about 8 years. 8 years I ran for mayor and was getting asked questions about this that long ago. I think it's time for us to get it moving.
Is this just going to be a Jackson County thing, or is there a chance that this is a Jackson and a Clay County thing?
You know, I'm the mayor of a city, so I don't necessarily live in counties the same way. All I know is this. I'm looking at a downtown baseball stadium for the Kansas City Royals. I have heard, and that downtown means downtown Kansas City, Missouri. What I have heard are discussions on practice facilities in Clay County. I've certainly heard a lot of different things about where a new Arrowhead Stadium is. I certainly hear the conversation on Clay County Royals. And what I'll say is this, actually, in fairness to them. This would be money that can go anywhere in Missouri. So if the Chiefs wanted to build a gigantic stadium in Branson, you know, we could do that. I don't think they will do that. And I certainly think the Royals, you know, who have been talking about downtown for years, the reasons to be downtown, the interest in that location, when we live in a world where they have a very good stadium, but it's on the edge of the city, not next to hotels, not next to a bunch of other activities. I think that does mean ultimately downtown.
I only have a couple more questions here. I guess let's start with this question. I would say, and I don't want to put a word in your mouth, but it sounds to me like you are optimistic about the Royals. If you had to use a word to describe how you feel about the Chiefs, what word would you use?
I think that if I used a word about it with the Chiefs, I remain optimistic, but that's more based on the Chiefs' long-term relationship with Kansas City and Jackson County. I think Arrowhead Stadium is a majestic place to be. I think it is better. You've been to a lot of games. I've been to a lot of games, also away games. It's a better place to watch a game than it is almost 9 out of 10 of the domes that exist in the NFL, particularly any that are older than 5 years. And so I think that that's the biggest part, but I think it is very fair to note. Look, myself, others at the city of Kansas City have had extensive conversations with the Kansas City Royals. I don't know the same nature of discussions thus far with Jackson County and the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think it is safe to say that the Royals are 100% getting a new stadium if they stay in Missouri. What's the percentage chance, I guess it is, for the Chiefs? I mean, there is an option to renovate Arrowhead. It would be very expensive to renovate it. I imagine it's the same cost as them getting a completely new stadium. I also find it hard to believe that one state is offering them a brand new state-of-the-art SoFi-like stadium, and then they're just going to go for a renovation of what they have. What percentage do you think, if the Chiefs stay in Missouri, they would stay at their current structure and just put more money towards it, or they would just completely start over and do essentially what the Cardinals did?
Look, I continue to believe that Arrowhead Stadium is one of the best places to watch football in the entire National Football League. And look, you don't have to believe me. FIFA, the FIFA World Cup, Global World Cup, had the chance to think about almost every stadium in America. And out of all of them, right, they picked, you know, a certain number, but Arrowhead Stadium was one of them. That does not suggest to me we got a raggedy place that needs to be replaced tomorrow. So I think the odds are still high that you see a renovation at Arrowhead Stadium. I think that's going to be a productive step along the way. And I think that's going to be exciting for Kansas City long term to continue to invest in and to celebrate one of the greatest venues to watch any event in the world.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. If you want to hear the full conversation, be sure to check out the podcast page. Really good stuff from him today. I would highly encourage you to go check it out. Coming up on the other side, what should be the top story in the city? We will discuss it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, man. We got to talk about this. Is bears walking around the city, man? I'm serious. There's bears walking around? Bears. Now, I understand there's bears that live among us, but you guys know my rule. I don't go to their habitat. They shouldn't be coming to our habitat. I shouldn't be going to places that bears frequent. We shouldn't be hanging out in the same establishments. But now they're just walking the streets. I was driving home one day. I saw a fox. I know it was a fox. I saw a fox. Where are these animals coming from? They just walking around. I'm used to a deer, a possum, a raccoon. There's foxes, coyotes, and bears walking around. You guys think, oh, Carrington's joking. He's exaggerating. No, this is serious. It was on the news.
For many in South Kansas City, a bear has been spotted a few times today after being seen in Grandview on Tuesday.
KMBC9's Krista Tatchell has literally gotten into the weeds tracking this yet-to-be-named black bear. She's live at the latest site, spot, Kansas City, Missouri. Krista, tell us more. Have you seen it?
Well, I wish I had seen the bear, Bria, but this bear has put in the miles from Stillwell, Kansas to Grandview and now in this neighborhood in Hickman Mills. Now, the public doesn't need to be concerned. They just need to be aware that this is going on. And this bear has become the media darling of the moment.
Hold on. We don't need to be concerned.
No need to fret. Don't be alarmed. Just a black bear.
There's a bear walking around the streets.
Classic Grandview.
We don't need to be worried about the bear. What? There's no way she just said that at the end. They're just telling us that so we can know. This isn't something that we need to be worried about. You're getting your kids ready for school. Hey, Johnny, you ready? You ready to go? Let's go outside. And there's just a bear in your front yard. You shouldn't be worried. You shouldn't be concerned. What are we doing to trap the bear? What are we doing to get the bear back to his home? You're telling me this thing walked from Stillwell, Kansas to Grandview, Missouri? I don't know where Stillwell is. It doesn't sound like it's anywhere close. Hey, man, what's going on, man? What's going on? What are we doing to trap this thing? They've had multiple sightings. Hey, man. We need to do something about this. I mean, I don't want to hurt the bear, but I want to hurt the bear before it hurts us. Hey, man. I don't have anything else. This is the right way to end the show. Keep your head on a swivel. That's the real message. Please keep your head on a swivel. Someone on the text line says it's not a grizzly. They are the same to me. Grizzly, black, Chicago, they bears, ain't they? They dangerous. I don't want them around me. Oh, that steak's not poisonous. It got teeth, don't it? It bites. I ain't fooling with it. Stay away from me, man. Please stay away from me. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Take care of yourself. Have a great rest of your evening. It's The Drive.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.